This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
This is WTIC Pet Talk. Today, Dr. Andrea Dennis from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital takes your pet health questions. Whether you have a dog, cat, or hamster, this is a show for you and your best friend. Call in now at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. And now, Pet Talk.
Good afternoon and welcome to the veterinary edition of Pet Talk. I am Dr. Andrea Dennis and sort of the odd person out today on this special Saturday where it's so gorgeous outside. I am in the studio. This is not a pre-recorded show right now, and that's encouraging you to give me a call. So those of you that may have been looking to engage in our talk shows this Saturday, this is your time if you have a pet. We would love to hear from you. You are the reason why we come in on Saturdays, so we can have conversations, answer questions, just be as pet-friendly, I guess, as possible. And the number I would love for you to call in, because I'd like to engage, it's 860-522-9842 or 860-522-WTIC. And our wonderful producer, Kevin Corza, will allow you to go into the queue. We take your calls as soon as we can. And again, if we call earlier in the show, there is no doubt that I will get to your phone call. We also like to bring in some topics that are timely. And we've got the summer is starting. I think it's technically tomorrow, if I'm right. So we've got summer that's really officially beginning. We have 4th of July and, you know, fireworks, all that festive things that most humans enjoy. But our pets don't look at it the same way. I also want to talk to you sometime during the show today, in between our phone calls here, a little bit about this new world screwworm. It's something that, you know, it's hitting Texas. It's crossed over the border. And it's something that we should be aware of. Not that we have to panic about it, but awareness. And again, this is what we do on the veterinary edition of Pet Talk. We talk about things that we can do to prevent diseases with our pets. It's key. Prevention, treatment, we cover it all. But for me, it is so much easier on our pets if we prevent them from getting diseases. Yes, we've talked about vaccines in the past, but also, you know, even to things like heartworm disease, and there is flea and tick prevention that really work very, very well. And I think we need to be open-minded of how we can protect our pets safely. And speaking of safety, we do have the 4th of July festivities starting. But again, I want to tie it in also with the whole summer. A couple of weeks ago, I talked to you about anxiety and what we can do to prepare and preventing our pets from getting so upset this time of year. Because we have fireworks and picnics and there's other 4th of July traditions. I think because of the 250-year anniversary of this country, we will these 4th of July traditions are going to kind of spread out throughout the summer. I think there's actually Milford, I think, is having fireworks tonight. But all these festivities can be frightening and even dangerous for our pets, you know. So noisy fireworks and other celebrations can startle our animals and cause them to run away. We've got holiday foods can be unhealthy, summer heat and travel we've talked about, and potentially that dangerous debris that can end up lying on the ground and our animals pick up and just kind of eat partly grass sometimes and partly getting involved with some of the debris that we encounter. So what can we do to prepare in advance? Let's make sure your pets, cats and dogs alike, they have their identification tags up to date. And if you have horses, you might consider making a safety, one of those breakaway halters with your contact information and leaving it on your horse during this stressful time. And again, that's your decision, what you want to leave on your horse when they are in their stall or in the paddock. But you'd want to try to identify them if you can. If your pets aren't already microchipped, we've got time. Let's talk to your veterinarian about microchipping. It is the perfect way to identify them. This simple procedure can really greatly improve your chances at getting your pets back if they become lost. And if your pets are microchipped, make sure your contact information in the microchip registry is up to date. And if you're not sure about your registry, contact your veterinarian or the location that actually placed the microchip, and they will help guide you to the right way to do that. Take a current photo of all your cats, dogs, horses, just in case. If your pet has historically been anxious on this holiday, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, let's go ahead and talk to your veterinarian. We have some behavioral therapy that we use to desensitize our pets. I'm not sure a couple of weeks is going to be enough time, but there are things that your veterinarian can help guide you with. And we also have veterinary behaviorists, people that are board certified in this area, and they give a lot of good information. And you might find some things on the internet as well that is things that you can do at home. And finally, in terms of preparation, I want you to make sure the environment is safe and secure. If your neighbors set off fireworks at an unexpected time, is your yard secure enough to keep your pet contained if you do have them outside? Are your pasture fences secure enough to keep your horses or your livestock confined? The weather's been beautiful. We should be outside. We should be checking these kind of things to make sure we're going to be ready to go. Safety. During the time of celebration, let's leave our pets at home when you go to parties, fireworks, parades, and other gatherings. Loud fireworks, unfamiliar places, and crowds can all be very frightening to pets, and there's a great risk of pets becoming spooked and running away. Considering putting your pets in a safe, escape-proof room or a crate during parties and fireworks, I think a crate... Many times my clients will talk to me about, I don't like crates. I don't want to cage them. But you have to think of dogs in particular are cave animals. They like that secure feeling. They sometimes like a room that's a little bit darker when they're stressed. So a crate should not be associated with punishment. It should be associated with safety and comfort for your dogs and cats. Keep horses and livestock in a safely fenced area, too. And if you're hosting guests, ask them to help be partly responsible. Keep an eye on your pets. If someone's going to open up the door, just kind of be aware if you don't have them in a separate secure room that if people are going in and out between your deck and back into the house, you just want to have them be diligent about not escaping. And I think that also goes into the aspect of also warning them, please don't feed them any of the barbecue that we're going to be having. Or cheese and crackers or anything like that. You just kind of make the pet rules when they come in. Keep your pets Keep those sparklers, those glow sticks, charcoal, and kebab skewers. I see dogs, especially the not the metal ones as much as the ones that are made out of wood. And, you know, they fall to the ground, or sometimes the pets will just come up on the table where they put their paws up there and they'll pull that down. So those can be also dangerous, too. They can poke the back of the throat. They can irritate. I've even had one of my clients and patients had it stuck in the roof of their mouth, and the owners just panicked because the dog could not eat. It was just drooling. They had no idea what was going on, and it was a wood skewer that was caught in the back of the top of the mouth. Don't let our pets near those barbecue grills. I know it smells good for them, but, you know, again, even after we turn it off, it's still hot. Urge them to urge your guests not to feed the table scraps. And I don't want you feeding table scraps. We talk about pancreatitis and how potentially fatal that can be. Common foods like that are toxic, like macadamia nuts. So do your research of what you're going to put out. Also this time of year, remember that too much sun and heat can be dangerous to our pets. We can make sure that they are not exposed to the sun. They have nice shady areas. Obviously, I feel I should not need to say this, but never leave those pets in the car. And if you're traveling out of town, if you can, consider leaving your pets with a next door neighbor or someone that knows them. And then after the celebrations, let's check your yard for firework debris. I think, especially if you know people have been letting off fireworks in your neighborhood, just kind of check the yard before you let them out. Same thing goes with the pastures, with the horses and livestock. And again, we do not want to feed our pets any of those leftovers. Those are way too fatty, and there's nothing beneficial for them. So some things to keep in mind. And lastly, if we do need to have medications that to help with our pet's anxiety, contact your veterinarian now or Monday. They probably aren't going to be there at this time on a Saturday, but on Monday, just because, oh, I forgot to do this. You still have a little bit of time, and a lot of really wonderful medications don't need time necessarily to build up. They can work effectively when you need them. All right, I think we need to take a break, and then we're going to come back with more veterinary pet talk on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple. Refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Yes, it's that time of year where we're talking about fireworks. We're talking about a lot of noises. Welcome back to the veterinary edition of Pet Talk. I'm Dr. Andrea Dennis, and I'm here in the studio with you today urging you to call in, keep me a little company. I love phone calls. I love questions about anything having to do with your pets. Sometimes there's a behavior that you're seeing and it can be related to something medically going on. So give me a call. If you're working in your garden and you've got your listing online, just give me a call at 860-522-WTIC. That's 860-522-9842, and we will get you in the queue and we can talk about any questions, any concerns, and sometimes just even some of the warnings that you've seen and little experiences you've had with this time of year. And, you know, getting back to the sensitivity of that some of our pets have, the loud sounds that we were talking about, like with, and people don't always understand why pets can be afraid of it. Like I'm talking about the fireworks. This is also a really busy time for our weather when we get more, I guess, thunderstorms than any time during the year, and even gunshots. It can cause dogs and cats lasting fear and anxiety. Noise pollution, you know, sometimes from the things that you may have a builder that's starting next door. It really affects their quality of life and affects their stress. Dogs typically start fearing noises in their first or second year of life. And this fear can worsen as they age. They don't necessarily grow out of it. And I would say that's usually not the case. I don't see that happening on a regular basis. And then if an older dog suddenly develops a sensitivity to noise, it might indicate some discomfort. You know, it could be their neck, their back, sometimes the shoulder. And if you notice this new behavior, especially in an older dog, please have your veterinarian make sure that they get examined. They can tense up, and all of a sudden this muscles tenseness that they have can be bothering a deeper problem. We do see genetically there is a relationship with the noise sensitivity, and some breeds do tend to be more affected than others, but I see it in mixed breed dogs as well. That's if either they have anxiety or they don't. And also, I think I see more dogs with anxieties because of the movement towards adopting dogs versus necessarily getting a dog from a breeder that is somewhat socialized. People trying to adopt dogs try to feel like they're doing the right thing. And some of these dogs really come with a lack of socialization, and they're afraid with this noise. But there is some treatment, and it involves minimizing their exposure, if we can, through environmental management. You know, have a safe, quiet place for your dog and cat to seek out, you know, during these noisy events, such as a comfortable covered crate or an interior room. Masking outside sounds with music or noise machines is, you know, a little white noise that helps them relax. And you can distract them with some food games. And also, I like to kind of freeze certain things like yogurt and pumpkin. You can kind of freeze that in one of these kind of puzzle toys, and then they can work on that, something that smells yummy. Comforting your dog may help reduce the stress, but I tell people if they're running into the bathroom in the bathtub, that's their safe place. They've chosen where they want to go, or behind your couch. Don't necessarily pull them out and say, you need to be on my lap. Let them find what is really their comfort place. I think that's really ideal. I know we're going to have to take a break, but I'm going to get to John in just a question as soon as we get back from the break, okay? I think that'll, because we're out in 2 minutes, right? Okay, yeah. So, John, please, I appreciate the call. Just kind of sit tight and I will get to you as soon as we get back from our break. So, again, comforting your dogs is just not the right thing at that if they want to be someplace else. And lastly, even though I know some people say, I don't necessarily want to put them on medication. Are medications really safe? And I understand that concern. But yes, they are very safe. And again, they're not addictive and they can be extremely effective. But that choice of medication should be discussed with your veterinarian. They can really be very helpful. We have a lot more options than we did even 10 years ago. We've done a lot of research and work on some of the combinations. Sometimes there's a nice little combination of medication that can be very helpful. Like I said, so you stay calm. That's going to help your pets stay calm. Let's get a little white noise for them. Let's not take them out. Let's keep them safe within their home environment. And I think you're going to have a very safe holiday and summer season. All right, we have to take a hard break with news, and then we're going to come back with more pet talk. And John, you'll be first. Philadelphia, that's where the Declaration was signed. And we're recognizing 250 years of our country. And I was in Philadelphia in March, I believe. And it was just walking. We had to go for a specific event, but just to take in all that history, it's pretty amazing. And I know our country is relatively young, but to be there and read about what has happened in our past, and looking forward to our future. John, you have been the patient soul, and David, you'll be up next, I promise. How are you, John? Oh, he's okay. I guess he hung up. Okay, he was. I know what his question was, and maybe he'll call back. But we did. So, with that in mind, David, you moved up the slot. So, how are you today?
Good, yourself?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
I've always had hunting dogs, and they've always done well at a younger age. But as they got older, they developed like got gun shy, and and it was mostly due to, I think, fireworks and things like this. But I noticed at night I would sleep with a loud noise machine on, and it really helped because they distracted almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And eventually I had a beagle. And I just kept using the noise machine. He wasn't gun shy, but it would keep him from waking up at night barking if he'd hear like a noise outside. So, like, highly recommended a noise machine for anybody that has an animal that is sensitive to noises. You know.
Yeah, I that's really good to hear that it's worked for you. Now, you know how a lot of these noise machines, David, come with different sounds, from, you know, rainfall to just the white noise, et cetera. Was there anything specific that you found that worked better for your dogs than others?
Honestly, the white noise worked kind of the best, but you got to put it on kind of loud.
Okay.
Which, I mean, if you could sleep at night listening to that, it's fine. But you get used to it after a while. But even like a hum, like there's a hum noise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That seemed to work pretty good, too. Because, yeah, you're right. The ones I've always had where you can adjust a different sound, water, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. But little birds chirping.
A loud hum or white noise seemed to work very well.
You know, and that's something that people can start doing now. And I think, again, we're going to have more and more noises between the thunderstorms and the fireworks. You know, pretty much all summer, I found that towns have their town celebrations, you know, different times of during the summer. It's not just around the 4th of July weekend. So this is excellent. You know, you're sharing the fact that it does work, and it works relatively quickly, too, right? It's not like they have to build up to it.
You're right, because they, in other words, you're just distracting them. They don't even know. You know what I mean?
I do.
You know, thunderstorms will come through, especially in the summertime. So it's the season, you know.
It is.
But it's always been very effective for me. So if I can help anyone with that information, God bless you.
Well, I think it's much more meaningful coming from someone like yourself than even me. And again, you have these hunting dogs, so they've been around noises, but yet even though they've been around it, there are still certain things that really frighten them and can scare them. So yeah, I like that. You know, the other thing I do for myself, because I'm a white noise sleeper too, but I like a floor fan, something that's small that sits on the fan and just kind of, plus it helps keep the air moving in the room as well. And sometimes I find that helpful as well as people, if they can't live with a noise machine, even having the constant hum of a fan.
You're right. It's a distracting sound that they're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, thank you for sharing. I really appreciate that information. And you
no
have
problem.
A good
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye
bye.
Yeah, hunting dogs. I mean, they're usually kind of like, oof, they're ready for just about anything. So he's, you know, this has worked really well for him. And again, this doesn't have to be expensive. You know, even if you have your cell phone, and there are a lot of free apps too that have the white noise too. I like a fan myself, just because of I'm all about making sure air is moving. I hate stale, stagnant air. Even when I come to the studio, Kevin will tell you, we have this soundproof room, and I open the door until we're ready to go on the air, because I like to have a little bit of that air circulating. The other thing that I wanted to kind of lean into, it looked like John had tried to call back. And John, you know, I don't know the specific question, but I know you were, if you're listening still, and because I thought it was a very timely question, that you're dogs were dealing with some flaky skin on a regular basis. And that kind of comes under the heading of dermatology. We have talked about a lot of skin conditions here on Pet Talk. But most of the time, when people see flaky skin on their dogs and their cats, it's not due to just being dry. I want to tell you, it's rare that I have felt that it's because of the environment, that we have a dry hair coat just because the air is dry or the heat is on in the winter. There's usually an underlying reason why this is happening, and a lot of it is fixable. When you think of the skin, you have to think of we're going to try John, okay? One more time, John. We're going to give you a shot. But while we're getting him on hooked up here, you know, the skin, I want everyone to realize the skin is the largest organ of the body, both in humans as well as our pets. So we have to treat it with absolute respect. We absolutely do. And we need to make sure that there's things that we need to consider. So I'm going to let John guide the conversation. And John, the third time has got to be the charm.
Yes, I hope so.
Okay. We're going to try to help you the best of our ability. Sounds like you're in a car.
I am. Are you getting feedback?
No, it's doable. You go.
Okay, great.
Thanks for calling back.
Okay, so they spent a good part of the last 6 months in the ocean, fetching, swimming, etc., and also in a pool because they love to swim. They both have, under their coat, flaky skin, and we give them fish oil, but I don't have any other solution, and that's what I'm looking for.
Okay. All right. And you did, I think I got most of the question. And now because you did drop out for a quick second, so I assume the pool has chlorine in it?
Yes.
Okay, and you rinse them off when they come out of the pool, you do a normal rinsing of them with water without chlorine?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Excellent. So, and then you said they were in the ocean, so they were in the ocean in February, in January?
In Florida.
Oh, in Florida. I missed that part. Okay. And they both, and what breed are we talking about?
Labrador Retrievers.
And they both have similar skin? The skin looks pretty similar? Or what?
Yes, it is similar.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a yellow one. The black one, it's much more obvious that his skin is flaky.
Question, are they itchy? In case we get disconnected again, do you feel like they itch at their skin? They take that back paw and go at their belly?
No, they aren't scratching at all.
Okay. And you're using the fish oil, so you're doing something orally. How about their ears? Do they have reoccurring ear infections?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. Okay. One of the things...
The reason we see this is because we brush them a lot to keep our fur smooth.
Yeah.
And, you can see underlining my question is, is that normal?
It's not normal. A little bit of flaking. What's normal is that you would see it on a black dog more than you would on a yellow lab. I mean, that we see that quite a bit. So no, it's not normal. Some small flakes too can be present. I do like some of the topical moisturizers, and there's they have not just the ones that are waxy. There was something called a highlight spray, and kind of work that in just like we do with our hand lotion. That's one thing to do topically. Are you over bathing? Are you bathing more than once every month or once every 3 weeks?
No, we're not. Okay. They get rinsed off, though, obviously, once they come out of the pool with fresh water.
Yeah, that's really excellent. I think if they're not getting bathed too much, I still want to make sure they are getting bathed. Sometimes we also, there's medicated shampoos that can be very helpful for the dry skin. If you were to tell me there was like an oily feel to their skin, even with all the combing that you do, but probably with all the washing, you wouldn't be able to determine that.
Go ahead. It's not oily at all.
Okay, great. And we also, how old are they?
They're 1 year. They're both 1 year old.
They're young. Okay. Well, with that, I would look at if they're one, I would look at their diet. And are they related?
Two separate litters, same breeder.
Okay. And so it's two, a different mother and a different father. Okay.
Yes. What,
can you give me the name brand of the food that you're on?
We're using Purina Big Dog something.
Okay. What I would do, I would start, because they're young, because some of the medical things that I'm thinking about is, you know, things like, you know, hypothyroid and things like that. But that we generally don't see that in young dogs. But young dogs can have really a sensitivity to certain ingredients in food. And I'm not saying that this, I'm not diagnosing this as a food allergy, but I would look at some of the foods that have like, I love the foods that have like a salmon as the protein, a fish as the protein, and a potato. I think those work very well to help with the skin coat. Okay, that's because I think this is something that what we could do on the internal side of helping things. I don't believe you're causing this because you are doing too much combing or too much brushing. So I don't think you're causing this. Now, are you still in Florida or do you stay up here?
No, in Connecticut now. And we do have a pool that they can swim in, so they're going to get wet.
Okay. Yeah, the water itself is not drying them out. Again, I think the chlorine is something we have to be careful about. And if you're not, because you feel like you're washing them, they get wet so much, they're not getting a nice shampoo, you know, at least once a month, I would incorporate that. I think that would be very helpful, too. And they really do make some nice medicated shampoos.
So let me say that when we do shampoo them, we do use a medicated shampoo.
Excellent. Has your veterinarian checked for, you know, parasites, has done any skin scrapings, anything like that when they're seen?
Not yet, but they are going in very soon. They have a normal
checkup
appointment in August.
Okay.
So, they'll be going in.
Great, John. If they were coming through, you know, I think they're, when the veterinarian and the staff see the skin, they're going to have a really good idea of what's maybe happening. They may ask you, can we do a skin scraping? So they can take a little, it's not going to hurt them at all. A little skin scraping, sometimes a skin swab, and then they can look at under the microscope right then and there to rule out parasites. Because a young dog, you always want to rule out parasites too. And it doesn't seem like it's a ringworm or anything, but again, I don't diagnose without seeing it, but the timing is going to work very nicely with having them seen. And I would just say yes if they recommend some testing of the skin. I think that's going to be very helpful and get you on the right path.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. But look into some of those fish diets that I like too.
I will. Are those special order?
No,
foods,
no, it's not considered a prescription diet. I know you just go into one of those pet stores. I know they have aisles and aisles of food, but I find that salmon base as the protein source, that can really just be very helpful to the skin. And if there is any allergy going on, most dogs aren't allergic to fish. It couldn't hurt. But I will warn, if you're going to switch a diet, and you can wait till after you have your veterinary visit, but anytime someone switches a diet, you want to use a little bit of the old food, you know, and gradually add it. Don't just go empty one bag and then go to the next. That would be my other warning. But this is going to be helpful. They're going to be very, very helpful. I'm almost anxious to get my hands on the two of them because I know there's an answer there that's going to help you.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much for your help.
Of course. Thank you for calling back. Yeah, I know there was a little bit of a background noise. He's got two young labs, and Kevin can relate to that. Kevin has got two young puppies, same age, right, Kevin? Yeah, 1 year old. It is. So I think what we'll do is let's take a quick break and then we're going to come back with more Pet Talk.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapsidility refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. You know what? I can't believe we just have about 7 minutes left to the show. I want to take this time then to thank Justin Levine for our bumper music. That was very timely as we, because I will not be back on until the after the 4th of July. I think next week I think the Boston Red Sox are on during this time slot next week. But then Lori Fass will be here to answer your pet training questions. And then I should be back after that. So we do our normal rotation. I don't think I identified myself. I feel I've been doing this so long, I guess I assume people know this, my voice and who it's related to and who it's connected with. But I am Dr. Andrea Dennis, and I am a veterinarian that is here to answer your questions. And again, since we're getting near the end of the show, probably don't have time to take any more questions, but I'll be back in 3 weeks and we will make that happen. I also want to thank Kevin Corza, who again needs to make sure that Kevin, you continue to do a fabulous job and I really greatly appreciate it. So I always want to say thank you. And sometimes I'm such in a hurry to get Bob Brown in for news that I don't thank you on the air like I should. But thank you every time we do a show. We have fun together. So I'm going to take the last 5 minutes here just to kind of let you know what's out there without scaring you. You know, we've talked about avian flu. Just want you to know what's out there with that, but not scaring you. For weeks now, actually months, we have, and in the veterinary community, you know, we have to be aware of what's happening worldwide. This is affecting parts of our country in the United States, and this is called the New World Screw Worm. I knew I was going to mess that up, but it's screw worm, screwworm. And it's something that we've seen it. Texas is quite aware of what's happening. There's been a case in New Mexico as well. And it's something that we have to just be aware of. And people that in that area, you know, we hear the horrendous things that the screw worm can do to our livestock. And people wanted to know, what about What about our fur babies? Does it affect them too? And I think because of the case in New Mexico, which affected a dog, the answer is obviously yes. And this is a parasitic fly that targets animals with wounds and lays its eggs in any openings, leaving the eggs to hatch into maggots. And I don't know how many people have actually seen maggots. And if you've seen them in an animal, in a live animal, and I have had to treat pets, I've had to treat horses with it. It's disgusting. And the smell is pretty bad. It's notorious for devastating the cattle and livestock industry. And so far, the cases that we have seen in the United States are in young calves, a goat, and this is in southern Texas. But like I said, we also have this dog that was affected. And this is not a time that we want to panic. But those of you, the reason why I want to bring it to your attention is that if you see articles, read it, stay on top of it. If you travel with your pet back and forth to Texas and back and forth here to the Northeast, things can happen. And you just really want to be aware. So, one of the things is, can screw worms affect dogs or cats? And like I said, the answer is yes. It can affect all warm-blooded animals and in different ways. For example, it tends to infect an open wound in animals that's the most common way. So even a scratch, even a tick bite site, even cuts that are not necessarily large, if a dog or cat, if they get into a fight with another, they are susceptible, especially in this part of the Texas area at this point in time. It can invade any openings on the body, the mouth, the eyes, nose, even the reproductive areas. And what these flies will do, or these screw worms will do, well, they lay eggs on the edge of a wound, and which hatch very quickly. They become maggots, which are the larvae. One female can lay 200 to 300 eggs at a time and can usually lay up to 3,000 eggs in a 30-day lifespan. So once it kind of hits into an area, that's how it kind of feeds. And these maggots have these sharp mouth hooks that can tear at the tissue of the animal. This sounds disgusting because it is. And the wound becomes larger and deeper as more eggs hatch, more larvae feed on the animal. And again, it's potentially fatal. So luckily the dog it was a wound near the side of its eye. Luckily the owner took it to the veterinarian and the veterinarian treated it. So again, with the right type of treatment, it can be, we can take care of it, but we also have to be very aware in terms of the spread of it. So please, if you see a wound and if you see anything, like you see a little bit of movement in the wound, please I want you to bring them to your veterinarian. It's you need to come up with a treatment plan. We need to make sure that we can keep them safe. There is a list of drugs. I mean, this is like happening like hot off the press information. The FDA approved certain medications that we can treat. One of the products I use on my dogs is something called NexGard for fleas and ticks. And this is one of the approved drugs, if indeed there is this worm. And I'm just going to tell you, a screw worm fly has orange eyes and a metallic blue or green body. And again, it's not an issue here in the Northeast at this point, but I just want you to be aware because again, it's just so gross. But we have our agriculture officials that are on it. Everybody's looking out for it. So on that note, I'm going to wish everyone a great holiday and really happy Father's Day.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapsidity refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.